Spanish chef Jose Andres is one of those people who sees his work through several different prisms. In his four Washington, D.C. restaurants, he pole vaults back and forth over the creative fence. The edgiest of the edgy in one eatery, and then all the way to the traditionalist in the other. In his PBS series, Made in Spain, he's all about the culture of the food. And in his culinary think tank, he's the cook with the new techie toys. So what feeds all this? Well, the running reference you get when you talk to Andres is the importance of his cookbook collection. First editions, no less. Jose Andres joins us. Jose, welcome. Good to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Now, I understand that you collect first edition cookbooks, and that many of them are in English. How did this start for you?
Well, I think since I was 15 years old that I started in this cooking business, I don't know, to go and to buy all books that I could afford was a way for me to start connecting with a past that I wanted to know more of.
So what are some of the most significant books for you in the collection?
Well, I have many favorites for many reasons. I mean, you need to understand that the books, if you listen to them, they are talking to you. Only when you are reading them, but when you have them in your hands, when you open them. The books, I'm telling you, because I'm a big listener, even if I love to talk to, they are talking to you. They are telling you things that sometimes you don't even are able to find by reading through the books. So every book has a different spirit. I can tell you about one that to me was very unique because almost was my connection to try to understand what happened in America and what American cooking was all about. And this is the joy of cooking.
Huh.
I mean, you need to understand where you belong. And I belong to America right now. And yes, I can try to bring the spirit of Spain and my country into America, but I will do this better if I understand the spirit of America. And to me, when I got the first edition of Irma Rombauer printed in San Luis in 1931, and I start going through the pages, I had the feeling that I start understanding what American cooking is today and what's the potential of American cooking tomorrow.
But what did you find in that first edition that was so surprising for you?
I mean, many things. Some things I will tell you, you will think, Jose, that's kind of naive, but it's good to be naive when you're searching. Mm-hmm. One thing, for example, is so funny when Irma Rombauer, it's actually clarifying what frying is, like fried chicken. And actually, at one moment, she needs to explain that technically frying in many parts around the world is immersing, submerging a piece of something into a big swimming pool of hot oil. But actually, in the southern parts of America, the fried chicken will be more kind of a pan-fried chicken that after she roasts it in the oven after it's been pan-fried. So you see, to me, this kind of details kind of opens you amazing ways into understanding what cooking was, you know, 70, 80 years ago. That to me, it's just fascinating.
Another book for you that is really fascinating to you.
Well, I love history. And we have a tendency to think that the moments of war, they are only negative moments. Well, yes, we don't want war, but sometimes through those war moments, something unique happened. And one of my favorite books, it's by a Frenchman. His name is Appert. And Monsieur Appert, he was the person that invented canning.
Huh.
In 1810, he published a book. Why? Well, I was telling you about wars.
Right.
Napoleon Bonaparte was more than a war leader that had a big mind to win battles. Also, to win battles, he had to feed his troops right in the war zone.